This half hour is presented by VIP Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning and happy Monday to you. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. It's time to talk better healthcare. We have VIP Care and we have CIP. Of course, we're going to tell you a little bit more about what that is. But first, I want to go ahead and welcome our experts to the panel. Dr. John Ehrman, good morning. First to you.
Morning. Good to see you.
I'm excited for today. You brought your coffee. I'm very excited. I know that you're ready to roll. And of course, we have John Wagner. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I know we have a couple of things we want to cover right off the bat. Of course, if you don't know what VIP Care is, this is the Better Healthcare Show. We can't diagnose you over the show. And well, I can't do anything for you, but Dr. Ehrman can answer your questions and help anybody out, and then give the number, of course, later on if people would like to call and see if they are a good fit for VIP Care. And we'll tell you a little bit more about VIP Care in just a moment. And of course, CIP, please ask your questions, 850-437-1620. First, Dr. Ehrman, before we hop over and talk a little bit about Medicare and enrollment, open enrollment, election, all the seasons, everything, let's first talk about VIP Care really quick so those who don't know what it is can know.
So VIP Care, I'm a little biased. I think everybody's a good fit for VIP Care because really, who doesn't want a doc that gets to spend as much time as you need with them and is almost always available for care, both acute appointments and ongoing long-term care? So we try and form a really intimate relationship with our patients, and a lot of folks out in town will see doctors that have 1,500, 2,000, possibly 2,500 patients. And so you end up waiting in the office for a while and you see the doc for maybe 5 to 15 minutes. And that's not what we do. So when you come to our offices, because we stop at about 600 patients, and we don't take any more than that because we know that you can't really take care of people well if you have just thousands of folks on your panel. Mm-hmm. But you come to our offices, you go into an exam room right away, and as soon as we're done taking your vital signs and talking to you about what's going on, then I come in to see you, and I can spend 15 minutes with you, up to an hour, sometimes more, just depending on what you need. But we do focus on everyone as an individual. And we understand that it takes time to get to know people and really take care of them. You know, I have the privilege to do that at this point, and that's what we're about. So we do see 65 and over, and we take Medicare Advantage only. So if you have any questions about that, give us a call. But who doesn't want somebody that's going to see them a minimum of 4 times a year and probably more like 8 or more?
Yes, exactly. And get that Better Healthcare Show. Again, if you would like to ask Dr. Ehrman a question, 437-1620, you can call or you can text. I'm starting to see our phone line light up. But I want to talk and shift over to John Wagner with Community Insurance Partners and talk about the Medicare and insurance side. There was a couple of things which I actually heard in the last week that were a little bit conflicting with information. And your job as an educator on our expert panel is to clarify maybe some things that people get confused about when it comes to signing up for insurance or enrolling in a new insurance plan.
Thank you, Jenna. Yeah, so a lot of it's the semantics. So a lot of people use the term open enrollment. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that and what it really means specific to the Medicare population. So there is an open enrollment period, and a lot of people think that it's right here at the end of the year. That is actually the annual enrollment period. And for people who have Medicare, it starts on October 15th and runs through December 7th. And during that time frame, anyone and everyone who has Medicare has the opportunity to look at their current plan. Is it working for them? Is there something out there that might be better for them? Have they had changes in their medications over the course of the year? Have the networks changed? There's a pretty massive network disruption going over in Mobile County right now with some of the carriers that are over there. So you need to speak with someone who's local, who understands all those different dynamics. Anyone and everyone who's working in the Medicare field has been getting trained on the 2022 benefits for all the different plans that are out there over the last 3 to 4 months. technically we can't discuss those benefits with beneficiaries until October 1st. So from October 1st to October 15th, or I'm sorry, October the 14th, we can actually start having discussions about next year's benefits. What are the good? What are the bells? What are the whistles? Then starting on October 15th through December 7th, that's the annual enrollment period, and we can actually enroll someone. We can take an application, have it filled out by the beneficiary, and submit that to Medicare or to the plan. So you also have what's called open enrollment, and there's a couple different versions of that. As it relates to Medicare, open enrollment starts January 1st and runs through March 31st. During that time frame, if you have enrolled in a plan, if you're on the one that you state that you had the previous year, or you change plans during that first 3 months of the calendar year in open enrollment, if you don't like what you're on, you have a one-time chance to change. You can change to another plan, or you can go back to traditional Medicare. Now, it gets a little, most people don't know about that because Medicare does not allow the health plans to market the open enrollment period, which is a little odd. You know, they give the Medicare beneficiary the option to make a change, but then they tell all the health plans, you can't tell them that they can do it. You cannot market to it. So it's a little ambiguous, but it is out there. So if you're on Medicare, or if you're the caregiver of someone that's on Medicare and you're on a plan at the beginning of the year and it's not meeting your needs out of the gate, you do have an opportunity. You don't have to wait till the end of the year. And then you also have open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act, ACA, or Obamacare is also known, that starts towards the end of the year. That's called open enrollment. So it gets really confusing for the people that are out there trying to make decisions. And then if you're on just like employer group coverage, if you're working somewhere and they provide coverage for you, they have an open enrollment period. And I know you can't see me, but I'm doing kind of air quotes here. They have open enrollment usually at the end of the year as well for people who are trying to find employer group coverage.
Okay, so if you go through ACA, the Affordable Care Act, you can't get signed up for a Medicare Advantage plan, or can you? Will they direct you to that?
So generally speaking, if you're getting ACA, Obamacare, you're probably not on Medicare.
Okay.
So you're going to be looking at those options out on the exchanges, depending on the state that you're in. Once you qualify for Medicare, that opens up your options to either be on traditional Medicare, do Medicare with a supplement like we talked about a couple weeks ago, or to do a Medicare Advantage plan, which is one of the things that's real exciting because the Medicare Advantage plans offer so many additional benefits. And then you've got providers like at VIP Care here with Dr. Ehrman that only take the Medicare Advantage plan, so you get the value of that high quality care, high touch care, long appointment times versus the 4 or 5 minutes you see with a traditional primary care physician, plus all the additional benefits like transportation and gym membership and really strong dental plans. I call them the help I've fallen and I can't get up buttons that the Medicare Advantage plans all cover. Plus they cover all the traditional benefits that Medicare covers as well. And a lot of times they do it for no premium. So it's a great option for those people that are out there on Medicare.
Very good. Okay. That's good. There was a lot of, misinformation I felt like I was hearing, or just, you know, wait a second, this didn't line up with what I had heard before, and I mentioned it to you and you just happened to come in and say, oh, that's what I want to cover today. I said, okay, well, we're
great
in
minds.
Business.
Great
mind.
Great
that's
minds.
Right. So, all right, I want to again remind you, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. VIP and CIP are here today. They have joined together to bring you better health and better health coverage. If you have a question, maybe it's a question about your Medicare plan, your Medicare Advantage plan, how you go about getting a Medicare Advantage plan if you are obviously eligible, and the number to call. We will give the CIP number in just a little bit, but I also want you to be able to ask your questions, 850-437-1620. So last week, I did kind of put Dr. Burnett on the spot and ask a little bit about like his history, which we know a little bit more about yours, Dr. Ehrman. So I know we're going to talk about that too. And of course we know that you are a veteran, and we're very thankful for that. And so I also want to put John on the spot today.
Deer in the headlights.
Deer in the headlights. Uh-oh. The Johns are on the spot. Okay. So I want to ask, let me ask you, okay, so John, Mr. Wagner, what, like, you think about insurance, right? No, not knocking it, all right? I'm just going to say, you're not just like, you know what I'm going to do when I grow up? I'm going to work in insurance. I can't. But I imagine when you were little, you're probably like, when I grow up, I want to help people. You have shared that before. Dr. Burnett shared that. Dr. Blanchard has shared that. Everybody has shared that. So was it your desire to help people or your educative side? What was it that drew you to be a part of Community Insurance Partners?
I mean, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a pro surfer, but my skill set didn't really work out that way.
Yeah. So did you grow up here in Pensacola?
I grew up closer to Mobile, so I spent my life down here at the beach. So, so when I was younger, I was in college and was kind of bartending, so I was always kind of, you know, dealing with people. And I got into the insurance world kind of because one of the customers that I had was president and CEO of a massive health plan. It's a name that most people have heard before. Mm-hmm. He and his wife would come in all the time, and for years they were just good regulars, and we had, you know, great conversations. And one day he said, "Hey, John, what are you doing with the rest of your life?" And I was like, "Don't really know." So he had me come in and got me in, and I started in customer service right at the very bottom, and just kind of worked my way through. I did that for about a year, and then did some provider relations, kind of internal and external, working with physicians. And then I started doing hospital contracting, and was with that company for about six and a half years. And moved over, went to school at the same time, started raising a family, kids, the whole thing, kind of burning the candle at both ends.
Right. There you go.
Went to another company and was there for 16 years. Had a very successful career there. Loved every minute of it. And so that was from around 2004 to around 2019. Did a bunch of stuff with physicians and hospitals, and then did some stuff on the sales and enrollment and marketing side and finance. And so I've kind of touched a lot of the different aspects on the insurance side, and then had an opportunity about a year ago to join Community Insurance Partners. I've known Jason Jones, the guy who owns our company, for about 18, 19 years now. We're very close friends personally and professionally, and he gave me the opportunity to come work with him, and it's just been an absolute blessing being on this side. Now I get the opportunity to work with all the carriers. Mm-hmm. Most of my career I was with one carrier, so I was kind of, I won't say pigeonholed, but really only had one option to provide to physicians and to beneficiaries. But now on this side, we offer almost all the plans that are out there, so it really gives us the opportunity to be able to sit down with the beneficiary or their caregivers and give them every single option that's out there to make sure we're meeting their needs in the best possible way, and then staying with them year after year after year. Because as people age, obviously their healthcare needs change from year to year to year. And so their health plan options may change as well. And one of the things I've been trying to tell people a lot here recently is that, especially if you're the caregiver, make sure you're keeping the cards that you get every year, because if, you know, a lot of people will stay on the same plan, but a lot of people will also change from year to year to year. And as bills start coming 6 months, 8 months, 12 months later sometimes, you know, you have to go back and figure out who was covering our claims during that time frame. Mm. So always keep those cards. Don't throw those old cards away. Keep them in a file so that you know who to go to, because you don't want to pay for something that was covered. And it makes life a little bit easier when you've got a nice file of who your insurance carriers were, especially on the Medicare side.
That's a really good tip right there. Mm. I think I've thrown mine away.
You see the way I jumped off of my personal background? Kind of hit real quick.
You were like, please stop talking about me.
That had a pro surfer vibe to it. You just slid right in.
Nice transition.
Yeah.
Nice transition.
Dr. Ehrman, yes, I like that. And I like your little hand motion there, too. We're having a puppet show back here. But hey, I love that. And you know what? You just proved, so when we talk about experts and being able to talk to people and answer questions, you definitely have that foundation and knowledge in the insurance world to answer questions. And you've probably seen it change over the past, so you, what is that, 20?
It's since 1998, so it's been a long time.
It's been a minute. So what is the biggest thing that has changed in a good way in the insurance world?
We'll keep it on the Medicare side. I think the ability for individuals to have options has been one of the biggest changes. And Medicare Advantage has been around for a long time. If you didn't automatically get Medicare, if Medicare was just an option you could choose, it's just an 80-20 plan, right, with deductibles and no out-of-pocket max. So if it was just a generic option out there that wasn't called Medicare, it was called John's Insurance Plan, and it was a selection you could make, most people probably wouldn't select it, at least right now, based on all the different options that are out there, because there's such rich benefits. So the fact that we've got these programs out there to help beneficiaries, Medicare has been putting a lot of pressure on the plans to increase quality. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about star scores, mm-hmm. or star ratings for the health plans, and five stars, the highest you can get. There have been some five-star plans here in the state of Florida, and it's very difficult to achieve that ranking, and it's even more difficult to retain it. So the fact that they're putting more pressure on the health plans to increase the quality of care being provided, which we all, well, if you follow this industry, if you increase the quality of care being provided like they do at VIP Care, you're going to reduce the cost of care, because as you increase the quality of care, the patients get healthier. And as they get healthier, they spend less healthcare dollars. It's not rocket science. So the fact that Medicare is putting pressure on the plans and holding them accountable for the revenue that they're giving them to take care of these beneficiaries is probably what I think is one of the best things that's happened in the last 20 to 25 years.
Very good. And I want to go back, because you just gave a little random golden nugget too. And Dr. Ehrman, please hop on in whenever you have a minute. I know you keep looking at, like, just tell, use your hand puppets. You said don't throw away your old insurance cards. Keep Correct. Them. That is so huge, because I throw everything away. Like, if it's a finger smudge from my kid in the shape of an elephant, that's great. Good times. It's in the garbage. I'm sorry. I don't even care if it was like your first finger smudge. But all right, that's really good. And what can you give us another little like tip that just people won't think of when it comes to just staying on track with their healthcare plans?
I think another huge one, and people are getting just completely inundated right now, it's to work with someone local. There are hundreds of millions of dollars being pumped into advertising both online and on the television. I know we've all seen the former quarterback, you know, pitching all these different benefits. But when you pick up the phone and you call that number, you're talking to someone that might be on the other side of the country, might be on the other side of the planet. And chances are that person's not going to be available when you call back 6 months from now, because you're getting a bill and you're not sure if you're supposed to pay it. And chances are that person doesn't understand the subtle nuances between which physicians have primary admitting privileges at Sacred or Baptist or West Florida here in Pensacola, right? They're not going to know that. They may have some information they can pull up on their screen, but working with a local agent, whether it be us, Community Insurance Partners, we'd love to work with the people here. There's a lot of really good agents in this market as well. So working with someone that's local, that understands all the different nuances of the plans, who's been here, who's new, who's moving in, who's been here for a long time and established, who's got some hiccups maybe on administration and operations, and who really, really takes good care on the customer service side. So having that local person that's connected to this market and community that's working here, when they enroll someone, they get paid a commission. You know, when you go to the lawyer, you pay your lawyer a fee. When you go to the doctor, the doctor gets paid. When you go to, you know, teachers get paid. So on the insurance side, there's a way that we generate revenue to make money as well. There's nothing wrong with receiving a commission, but as long as you're doing it for the right reasons and you've got that that customer, that beneficiary's best interest at heart, and you put that first, you'll always be on the right side.
So I gotta step in just for a second. One of the things from the provider side that I see, and again, this highlights why it's so important to talk to somebody local. Talk to a person. Don't just pick up the phone and call someone. As I have a number of patients that have switched plans multiple times throughout the year. How it happens, I have no idea. They pick up the phone, they call one of those, you know, numbers on a commercial, but then they lose their primary care provider and that becomes somebody else. And then any referrals, especially for durable medical equipment like wheelchairs or electric scooters, that all starts all over again. Home health care referrals, they go by the wayside and you have to start all over again. If you need medication renewals, you have to figure, sometimes people don't even know who their new, you know, primary care provider is, so they lose the ability to interact with their PCM and get medications and get the things they need. So please talk to somebody local. You know, I can't stress that enough.
Absolutely. Those are great points that, again, the general public just don't think about. If they've got medications, prescriptions for any of those items, they just assume that if they switch plans, or knowingly or unknowingly, that everything's just going to transfer over, and that's absolutely not the case. That's a great point, Dr. Ehrman.
And sometimes when you make those switches, you can't switch back, so be really careful when you do that.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. 850-437-1620. When you switch your primary care provider, it's a little scary. You don't know who you're getting. I think we talked about this last week where we discussed, like, you kind of just get to look through a sheet of paper or whatever email they send you, and you're like, let's go with that one. Like, you know, you're going to cut them up, put them in, like, a bingo machine and pull them out. Because you want to find somebody who you'll connect with, and some people have preferences. How close is it to home, and what do they offer? Do they just specifically focus on this? And it can be really scary. Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in, to Medicare or anything, do local businesses whenever possible. I mean, I don't know entirely what that means, but I guess VIP care is not really it. We have local, but it was started in Tampa, right?
Right. So it was started in Eastern Florida and flourished over there really, really well. And then we're kind of the satellite over here in Pensacola. So there is nothing between really Pensacola and Milton and the Ocala area where we have the majority of our offices. But we're still one big happy family. We talk all the time. So.
And you mentioned actually, so John, you mentioned before about how Medicare has changed a lot in the way where it's offering more for individuals and giving people more options. Well, in Florida especially, we do have a high number of older residents. And so you would think that it would just be a little bit easier for people to be able to understand the importance of asking questions about their insurance plans. But are you really seeing like people who kind of get that bait and switch on TV or, you know, that
every
click?
Single day?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
We see it every single day. Absolutely.
Do they ask you when they come into the office, Dr. Ehrman, like, oh, I saw this on TV and it said it offered this. Do you take that? Like, is it always just a trying to get something better or the coupon code, I guess?
I know. I wish they asked me in advance, but unfortunately, most of the time I find out when they call in and they need something and we go to process something and all of a sudden I get a message from my referral management folks that says this patient is no longer your patient.
Oh, no.
And then my hands are tied.
Yep, happens Ouch. All the time. It happens all the time. And you know, when you turn 65, Medicare sends you a book. It's called Medicare and You.
Yes.
The Red, White, and Blue book. It's
yes, we talked about this.
165 pages or so.
Didn't you tell us that they need to read that?
They do need to read it. I think I've read it about 10 times.
Oh my goodness. And how about you just start a story hour and you can sit there and read it?
On today's program, Medicare Part A.
Oh, man, with John Wagner. Please, that would be amazing.
I'm not sure the ratings on that would be very high.
I don't know. We'll put you in a soft leatherback chair next to a fireplace.
Fireplace chat, yeah.
Exactly. Well, he can bring his puppets. Yeah, is he a puppet? Yes. And he can act it out. I know that this is, we're going to go on the road, y'all. This is going to be a thing.
So, for the record, I don't really have puppets, but you know, I'm sure I could figure something out.
I'm just teasing him. Hey, of course, oh my goodness, we're wrapping up our time here. We have, of course, just if you have questions and if you want to know, can I get this coverage? Am I eligible? Or if you're on disability, I always like, that snaps right at the last minute. Can you see the doctors at VIP Care? If you're not happy with your doctor, I just mentioned, you know, it's a scary thing to switch, but I finally did it this past year. I was just like, you know, I didn't really like it so much, and I'm really nervous because comfort is...
It is.
It keeps you in a place where you're just afraid to go somewhere else because that's what you know. Mm-hmm. And just ask the questions. We're going to get the names and numbers. So for... community insurance partners, John, where can they go to call? Where can they go online to either schedule an appointment here locally?
Okay, so our phone number is 850-325-0010, or you can reach us on the web at www.communityinspartners.com.
Excellent. And Dr. Ehrman, who do they call just to contact you specifically?
So 850-610-8209 is our number. Also, if you want to meet one of us in person or meet an independent broker, contact the Bayview Senior Center locally. We're there a couple times a month, and we do coffee with a doc, and we always have a broker there with us, and we're happy to talk to you about anything.
Oh,
it's
fun.
Just kind of an open chat.
And do you have that schedule on the website, too?
It should be there, yes.
Okay.
But Bayview Senior Center will have that as well. So if anybody's familiar with that, look them up on the internet or give us a call.
And we'll, yeah, it's a great relationship. The coffee with the doc has been really, really well received. It's been fun.
Yeah, absolutely. We
Wait,
got.
Can
we
I
got
come and
free
hang
coffee.
Out?
You can. You can.
Oh, yeah. Free coffee. That's all you had to say.
Well, I went once. They had like 42 free loaves of bread there too from one of the local grocery stores.
You
so
had,
hey,
me, you had me at free coffee.
Free Amen. Coffee, loaves of bread. We just carb a load and eat coffee. You just open the bag and you just pull it.
You want to talk about deer in the headlights? Some of the questions we get there, but it's a great time, you know.
Oh, I love that. And it's such a great need in our community and where we live. Okay. 850-437-1620. We still have questions coming in. I'm going to field them on over to Dr. Ehrman and John Wagner. John Wagner is from Community Insurance Partners. Of course, yes, I will send you that link. We have a lot of people asking for the link. So you're going to be a busy guy today, John.
Excellent.
Good.
Hope everyone has a blessed day.